flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
High noon here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Tier Tuesday. We tiered off some Christmas movies earlier. Check those out at Keefe21 and at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. We'll tier off NFL teams. A rare double Tier Tuesday.
Wow.
Coming up about 15 minutes from now. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday, Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. He's brought to you by D'Angelo's Sandwiches, New England Sandwich Shop, and the Sandwich Shop for Jones and Keefe every Tuesday. Flex Car, you can save thousands with your flexible car lease at flexcar.com and by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're hearing this, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180, a once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way home from work, minutes away from proven weekly weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are my guys?
Very good.
Oh, we're doing great. I think we're doing a little better than Gerard Mayo these days. You referred to the aftermath of Sunday's loss as dysfunctional, Mayo throwing Alex Van Pelt under the bus. What do you think it means, if anything, for his job security?
Well, they needed to start, I think, this final four games on the right foot. This was a great opportunity after 2 weeks off to say, okay, we've been building towards something, and we're going to show that these final four games will be a springboard into 2025. We're going to evaluate, we're going to make our decisions, and we'll be a better team next year. Unfortunately, for 60 minutes, they were the same team on the field. And then, unfortunately, in the postgame, they were, with Mayo stepping on the rake verbally, were kind of the same and a little bit worse, because this was an occasion in which certainly the bus throwing, then the bus has done a lot of work over the last couple of days in so many ways for people. But what it suggests to me is, where's the communication? If you would even infer that, if Drake May would say, hey, I'm here, I'm ready to run, if Mayo would later and what he said was his cleanup answer to the question, add on that, we know he can run. He's got a good pair of legs, like he's Betty Grable. Why isn't this not being articulated? Alex, this week, we got 3rd and 1. We got 4th and 1. We're down low. We're inside the 10. I want Drake on the edge in a dual threat situation. How can this stuff not be articulated? Because I cannot imagine that Alex Van Pelt is sitting there with his arms crossed and going, no way. Not doing it. We don't want to get him hurt. Because Alex Van Pelt needs to win games, needs to succeed, needs to do all those things to be back next year. So how can this be at a point where Phil Perry asks a question about, well, what about Drake? For the 9th time, I think Phil's asked it in those situations. And Mayo to say, you said it, not me. And it defies everything we know about communication in 2024 America to think that he meant anything other than, good point, Phil. I'm trying to say the same thing, but it's just not getting through. How in God's name could it not get through?
We were thinking of putting together a 2025 calendar where there's a quote a day from Gerard Mayo, and I think "You Said It, Not Me" is one that's going to be on there at some point too. But just how damning is the visual of Robert and Jonathan Kraft on TV straight up calling out the play calling and saying it's terrible. Even if Alex Van Pelt's doing a better job than, say, Gerard Mayo is at his job, I don't know how Van Pelt survives that. I mean, barring like an amazing three games down the stretch, I mean, that was point blank out there in front of millions of people. Those two, your two main bosses, saying how bad of a job you're doing.
Well, because the camera caught them, I think we're all digesting it differently. But did you think that they were going to say, if the camera wasn't on them, "Oh, boy, just a bad luck on that one," when Kadarian Lowe gets turnstile for the ninth time? I mean, whether it was caught on TV or not caught on TV, you would presume that the Patriots were already somewhat at wit's end with just the aggressiveness of the play calling. I know that to be the case. I think that the team in general has yearned to be more aggressive with the play calling, and Van Pelt hasn't done it. I think we have a better understanding now between Jonathan's facial expression was almost like the Alonzo Mourning meme.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Where he goes off, he points, he shakes his head, and then at the end he kind of just dummies up and raises an eyebrow like, well, what are you going to do? Won't have to do this again next year. But to me, what's so fascinating about this situation is Alex Van Pelt is slowly having the skids greased for him, and he's being put in the crosshairs, yet he has done the most important thing that the team needed and declared this year, which was to develop Drake May. May has said it. Mayo has said nobody deserves more credit than Alex Van Pelt. But as time goes by, it seems as if, okay, well, if we're going to make May great and the team is going to be great, we have to play a certain way that Alex Van Pelt is either resistant to, or we're just not telling him because we don't want him to start being really good so we can replace him later. I don't get it. It comes back to, I don't get, if you didn't want him because he was your 12th choice and he was a temp and you couldn't tell everybody that, okay. But don't scapegoat him in a way that makes it seem like he sucks, because he hasn't sucked.
Right. I mean, we've been pretty consistent on this. He's been the best at his job compared to all those other guys. And yet it does feel like we're three games away from them having fewer wins than they did last year and going into the offseason on a 7-game losing streak. I don't know if there's any way Robert and Jonathan can spin it as we're going to bring everybody back. And even
there's no way that's happening.
Okay. You can't do it. Even if you end up moving on with the guy who deserves to be here the most, right? Like, what a mess that would be.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have interrupted.
No. I'm just saying I'm with you. Like, I feel like a change has to be made. And then the way things are going, it seems like the guy that's going to be out is Alex Van Pelt, who is better than Covington, Mayo, Wolf at their current jobs.
Agreed. Although, again, I can't get it, Jonesy. Like, is it insubordination? We want May to do more things. We want to be more aggressive, because May's insinuating as well in the most diplomatic, polite, "I'm just new here and I love everybody" type of way. But everybody is registering dismay at the lack of aggressiveness from the head coach to the quarterback to ownership. How can this not be penetrating? That to me is the failure to communicate your aspirations for what the team should be doing and you want it to do is the most mind-boggling to me.
Well, it's head-scratching, and it's Tommy Curran's Flex of the Game. It's presented by Flex Car. You can ditch the dealership and save thousands with your Flex Car. I think we'd be remiss not to ask Tom about Bill Belichick not only landing at the University of North Carolina, but potential interest in the New York Jets on his behalf. What'd you make of that story over the last few days?
My reaction was he's just kind of kicking the tires on every opportunity before he moves on to North Carolina, and doing so reluctantly. I hate you, you hate me, right? So we're not doing that? Okay. But it is interesting that, you know, Albert Breer has done a good job reporting on it. and stating that there was real, at least, interest on Belichick's part to feel out the process and see what kind of dialogue they could have, but that he needed an answer very quickly from the Jets as to moving forward because he was down the aisle with North Carolina. So I guess my reaction after processing all the ramifications of him marrying up with Woody Johnson is there is a reluctant aspect to going to North Carolina. And that out clause for Bill does insinuate that, you know, if I can rehab my image and somebody comes knocking, I'll go. So that to me is interesting. And even if you look at the quotes with Jim Gray that, you know, they put out on SiriusXM from the Let's Go podcast, and I read the transcript and read it closely because nowhere does Bill say, I'm not leaving North Carolina. He says it's where I am. It's where I want to be. Doesn't say it's where I'm staying. Says he's looking forward to it. So you can tell by the Jets' interest and the point at which he expressed the interest in the Jets that it was kind of a last ditch, send up a flare. Anybody up there want me? So I found that interesting.
What do you think would make for a successful tenure at North Carolina, and do you think he will be?
To me, a successful tenure should be that he turns it into a top five program and they play in, you know, the college football playoff and win some games. You don't have to win the national championship, but you should qualify for the 12-team playoff a time or two. I don't know if he's going to attain that. And the reason I say that is, again, game day, he's going to probably kick the crap out of plenty of teams. He's going to be able to sit there and look and say, my God, Virginia has no idea how to protect this punt situation. You know, their personal protector has no idea what he's doing. So we're going to go after that, and we're going to block this punt, and we're going to run this play, and he's going to pick teams apart that way. But when we talk about player development, it hasn't happened at the NFL level. Why is it going to happen at the college level?
No, it's a good point. I heard you say this on TV the other day. You're like, it's been 5 years since they developed really anybody at the NFL level, so why are they going to do it at UNC? It's a fair question. He's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. You can check out his latest, Mayo's apparent Van Pelt dig is the latest sign of Patriots dysfunction. It's up now at NBC Sports Boston. You can check him out on Quick Slants tonight on WEEI Afternoons on Thursday. Tom, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on WEEI on a Tommy Tuesday. Interesting on Bill Belichick for sure. Interesting on Gerard. Just a few short weeks ago, he was saying everybody's going to be back. They're not firing anyone, at least out of the Big Four. And now it sounds like it's a foregone conclusion. Somebody's gone.
That's the thing. We said it all season. We all anticipated a low win total. But then as it plays out, like each week, like another one. And now they got the Buffalo Bills coming up. Like, how's that going to go? What's the best case scenario there?
50-3. keep it within.
Don't get shut out.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep it within half a hundred, and you're doing pretty well.
And then don't bury anybody in the post-game press conference.
Well,
Try not to. You can always walk it back on Greg's show Monday.
Do your best to not do that.
Thank you.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on the latest from Tommy Curran. We'll still take your thoughts on our Christmas movie tiers we handed out earlier today. And let's tier off some NFL teams on a Tier Tuesday right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. The Bruins' West Coast road trip continues tonight in Calgary. The Bees and Flames puck drop is at 9 o'clock. Patriots players are off today. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Buffalo to play the Bills. This game has been flexed from a 1 p.m. start to a 4:25 start. In the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Chicago Bears 30-12, and the Atlanta Falcons got the 15-9 win over the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Celtics will return to the court on Thursday night when the Seas host the Chicago Bulls. The Celtics are currently a game and a half behind the Cavaliers for the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
So this one I was familiar with. I already forgot. The Lil Jon.
What was it?
All I Want for Christmas. I was unfamiliar with that.
Yeah.
This I knew.
Yeah. This one's old school.
No, it is. Goes hard, but not as hard as Lil Jon.
No, Lil Jon gets you off at your chair, you know?
Kool-Aid Man. Don't forget the Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man's in there too, yeah.
Real nice.
It's a good one, though.
No, this one's a classic. This is, you gotta give this a few spins.
Getting into the holiday spirit. We were in the holiday spirit on a Tier Tuesday with our Christmas movies.
Yes.
Check out our Christmas movie tiers at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. But it is also an NFL Tier Tuesday. Double tiers today, Keefe.
Yes.
We're going to look at some NFL teams.
We're going to look at some NFL teams. So this week we've decided to, at the top, I believe this is the top tier.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Have you ever tried it?
The reverse Paul Brown.
The reverse Paul Brown.
That's top tier.
Thank you, Adam Schefter, for that. Bill Belichick is attempting the reverse Paul Brown.
Yeah,
of course, would be the top tier.
Which, at his age, dangerous move. That's a dangerous move at 72.
He's going for it.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Keep
as the second tier. Frisky.
You should be familiar with that.
Is the third tier.
Mm-hmm.
The tier below that, what did we decide on, Nick?
I'm afraid you get a story class.
Not frisky enough.
Yeah. Which, again,
I like that one.
We're running out of season, so a lot of these teams, how frisky can you be going into week 16?
Yeah, you're either frisky
or you're run out of
time. Yeah, that's true.
And then in honor of our guy Gerard Mayo, who has occupied the bottom tier most of the season.
You said it, I didn't.
You said it, I didn't.
That's the bottom tier.
You said it. I didn't.
Dead Wet Bird was a nominee, but I think Gerard Mayo stole the show this week.
Now, we can always add another tier, too, if we feel like it's necessary. I know last week we had a lot of teams in the dead last
dead
tier.
Bird.
A dead
bird.
Wet Bird. Do we want that lower?
Let's keep that one handy.
All right, keep it. Okay.
Yeah, maybe
we might have to go to
maybe
it.
Maybe those two win teams are even a tier below.
All right. That's fine. So let's at least pair them off right now. Reverse Paul Brown, just a bit outside. Frisky, not frisky enough. You said it, I didn't.
Yeah, and Dead Wet Bird on standby. Okay.
Dead Wet Bird, if we need it.
Who we have, Billy?
Buffalo Bills at 11-3.
They are
reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. If there ever was a reverse Paul Brown, it would be the Buffalo Bills.
And Josh Allen probably athletic enough to pull it off. I would put him on
Haley Steinfeld? They just took down the Detroit Lions like relatively easily, too. Mm-hmm. Scored all the time. And Lions had a little bit of a push at the end, but yeah, Bills for sure.
I mean, a week ago, our top teams were Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City, Philly, and we'll see if they're also on the top tier. They've beaten two of the teams on that tier.
Correct.
So yeah, they are absolutely reverse Paul Brown.
Miami Dolphins, 6-8.
All right.
Not frisky enough.
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
They needed that game on Sunday. Didn't get it, so yeah, they got to go there.
Yeah. I mean, they're not frisky. Makes them
not frisky enough.
Exactly.
No. New England Patriots 3-11.
You said it, I didn't. Yeah. You said it, I didn't.
In honor of the author of that quote.
Yep.
Let's put him in. You said it.
The great coach.
I didn't. I do think there is some space beneath them if we want to dust off a dead whip.
Beneath
bird.
The Patriots?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do.
Who? Well, we'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah. I think.
I was like, yeah, pretty bad. I don't know if you watched them.
I'm going to make an argument, but right now,
all right.
You said it, I didn't. Patriots.
New York Jets 4-10.
Are they?
You said it, I didn't.
I think they're still there. Now, they just got a win, but like, all right, how much credit do you give them for
overtime
that?
Against Miami and then a win against
Mac Jones?
Jacksonville. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is showing a sign of life. Like, Aaron Rodgers himself might be not frisky enough, but the team is still the bottom.
Okay.
They're trash.
You said it, I didn't.
You said it, I didn't. Okay. Yeah.
To the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens at 9-5.
I think you got to go just a bit outside.
That's where I would put them.
Just a bit outside.
9-5. I mean, they're not even leading that division anymore. So
I'm unimpressed with them, but they are like they're a no-brainer playoff team.
Yeah.
Depending on the matchup, I might pick them to win a round. I wouldn't pick them against Buffalo, for instance, but Yeah, I think that's. I think we've had him there basically every week, but that's the right spot.
6-8 Cincinnati Bengals.
Not frisky enough. No. They've won two in a row.
Are they
fairness.
Frisky? Back-to-back wins.
They score like 40 points a
game. Dude, they are pretty frisky. I know they're 6-8, but they're trending up.
Keith loves every week we're arguing over putting the Bengals, in my opinion, too high.
They got the Browns this week.
They lost to the Patriots.
That was a long time ago.
It was, but it counts.
All right, well, the Pats beat the Bengals.
That's a good point.
Good for the Pats.
Yeah.
They're going to win this weekend, I think.
Yeah, but they both have losing records. It's not like the Bengals are 11-3 and they stubbed their toe against the Pats.
Do you think they can win out? See, I think they can. I think they're frisky enough to do it.
Okay.
They got the Browns, Broncos, Steelers the rest of the season.
Yeah, win, loss, loss.
Well, I mean, that's one person's opinion. I think they can win out. I think they're frisky. Billy, you think they're frisky?
Where are we? What are we doing now?
Bengals. Are they frisky? Are the Bengals frisky or not frisky enough?
Frisky.
Damn. Frisky.
Damn it.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Cleveland Browns, 3-11.
You said it,
You said it, I didn't.
Absolutely. Trash.
Absolutely.
Trash box.
Fun ride for Winston for a moment, but
maybe zappy season.
That's done.
It could be the Zapster.
Could be the Zapster.
How'd they get him?
They claimed him off.
Oh, they did. I missed that.
Off the practice squad. Yeah.
Chiefs are probably like, damn.
Could use him right now.
We're one hit away from using Zappy.
Point. I didn't even think about
Zappy's like, crap. I gotta go back to Kansas City.
Zappy could be starting for the Chiefs. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Mm-hmm. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fine. Yeah. But yeah, they are a bad team. You said it. I did.
You said it.
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers 10-4.
Just a bit outside.
Still gotta be.
They're not frisky, right?
No. And they just lost.
Just a bit outside.
They're definitely not the reverse Paul Brown.
No, God, no.
So
let's not go crazy.
I would say just a bit outside.
Yeah, just outside.
They did get handled by Philly this week, though.
They did, but Philly,
really good.
Reverse Paul Brown.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right, to the AFC South, the Houston Texans at 9-5.
I don't know how to square this team away. Where do they even belong?
They've won two in a row, they're 9-5.
Just a bit outside.
That's back up there?
Yes.
CJ Stroud's.
If the Bengals are frisky.
CJ Stroud's not right.
No, I agree.
If the Bengals are frisky, we've already put them aside. They've already been tiered. The Houston Texans, I don't trust them.
Yeah, but if that's the placeholder, they're frisky. This team's better than that team. They're just a bit outside.
It's not entirely how it works. It's a tier, it's not a power ranking.
Yeah, well, they won two straight. They've righted the ship.
They beat the Jaguars and the Dolphins.
Okay.
They're about to get. All right. So
who'd the Bengals beat in this stretch while you're chalking up their wins?
Bengals beat the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens, I think?
Where do you want them to be? I want them just a bit outside. I'm with Nick. Where do you
want them?
I don't
want them in the league. No, I got the Cowboys-Titans, two good wins for the Bengals.
Nice. Nice.
So
they should have lost the Cowboys.
Because I feel like Frisky doesn't describe the Houston Texans.
This is a good call. Greg's Christmas tree should be the worst tier. Didn't think about that. Sorry, what were you saying?
Greg's tree. No, because I feel like they're not just a bit outside, but they're also not the definition of frisky. They might be sort of
okay,
like,
so I want them just a bit outside. Where do you want them?
A new tier.
A new tier? Their own tier?
Too frisky.
Too frisky.
Too frisky.
Let's put them in too frisky.
No, I'll put them in just a bit outside. That's fine.
I don't like too frisky. Just
because you can't even make sense of
a
them.
Lot outside.
They're all there's something off.
They're more
the
than just a bit outside.
Yeah,
outside,
just outside,
just outside. I'm putting them in just a bit outside.
Okay, fine. We'll leave them just a bit outside. You. But they're suspect.
6-8 Indianapolis Colts.
Wait a minute. How about your suspect?
Your suspect?
Yeah.
Your suspect.
Above frisky.
All right. Okay.
Your suspect.
Yep.
I can get down with that.
You gotta find that drop, Nick.
Yes, we're making suspect.
Suspect.
Okay, good.
Anticipate, Nick.
Who is it, Billy?
I would. The next one is the Indianapolis Colts at 6-8.
They're probably not frisky enough.
I'm afraid you get a stormy crash.
Yeah, they're not frisky enough.
Yeah, it's the right spot for it.
Yep.
3-11 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, you said it. I didn't.
You said it. I didn't.
Yeah.
Stick around, Billy.
Yep.
3-11 Tennessee Titans.
You said it. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've
you
lost.
Said it. I didn't.
Three in a row.
The bad group of teams right there.
They showed a little friskiness against the Bengals, though.
Who did the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they got
benched Will Levis this week.
They got bombarded the week before against the Commanders. They showed a little friskiness against them.
To the West, Denver Broncos, 9-5.
Just a bit outside?
I think that's the right spot.
Yeah, I do too.
They've won four in a row. They're now in second place in that division. They passed by the Chargers.
Yeah.
At least for now. I think that's the right spot for them.
Just a bit outside.
Kansas City Chiefs, 13-1.
Top. Reverse Paul Brown.
Yep.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm.
For Andy Reid's sake, I would not advise trying that.
Yeah.
I don't know if his heart could handle it.
No.
But I would. That's where they belong.
Yeah.
What if, well, Let's see how they look without Mahomes, if Mahomes doesn't play. But yeah, let's reevaluate there. Mm-hmm.
2-12, Las Vegas Raiders.
Yikes.
So
think they're even worse?
This is a Greg Tree or a dead wet bird.
You think Greg's tree or a dead bird?
Dead bird.
This dead bird. Wet bird.
This is lower than the Patriots.
Okay.
They've lost 10 in a row.
It's a lot of losses.
There was a graphic of, have you won a game in the last 70 days?
Yeah.
The Raiders, the Giants were the only ones.
I think the Raiders, and he just mentioned the other, I think they're worse than even the Patriots.
All right, so what are we going to call them?
Dead wet bird.
A dead bird.
Wet bird.
I'd put him down there. Dead wet bird.
Yes.
Fine. Sold.
Los Angeles Chargers 8-6.
Are they still just a bit outside, or are they frisky? They've lost two in a row.
Are they suspect?
Yes, suspect.
You're suspect.
They might be your suspect.
They're suspect.
You're suspect.
They're suspect.
Because I think they're good. Like, this is a good tier.
They're a great tier.
Yeah. So because you like the Texans, I like the Chargers, but they're a hard team to really like sell.
Yeah.
Or like defend. So they're suspect.
Suspect.
Suspect. Good.
To the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys at 6-8.
Probably not frisky enough.
Yeah. I'm afraid you get a stormy clap.
They just got another win.
I think they've won 3 of 4.
I was going to say, 6-8 is like some of these other teams are in that same category. Colts, Dolphins, Bengals. So, yeah, that's fine.
They look better with Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
He's not better than Dak Prescott, but they look better with him. They
bring back Mike McCarthy. Maybe. Sign an extension.
Maybe. Yeah.
New York Giants, 2-12.
Dead wet bird.
This is why we have dead wet bird.
Yep, dead bird.
Yep.
Dead bird.
Wet bird.
9 in a row.
Yeah, that's rough.
Those are worse teams than the Patriots.
So is it Tim Boyle starting there?
Yes.
Who's starting there?
I think he's in the mix. Is he officially starting?
Drew Lock's hurt. DeVito's a concussion protocol.
Would either team draft Shedeur Sanders?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the other team would draft Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I think they're ticketed 1-2 for
And they'll
QBs.
Just take their guys. Won't be a trade at the top because those are two teams that desperately need quarterbacks. Yeah. So, yeah. All right.
Philadelphia Eagles, 12-2.
Yeah, they're great.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't advise Saquon. Saquon was dinged up last game. I wouldn't advise him to try it, but
no. Although you see him jump over that guy backwards?
Yes.
Kind of.
Sirianni might be able to pull it off.
Maybe.
He's a fit man.
He gets fired up. Yeah. Scream at the crowd a little bit.
Yeah. Reverse Paul Brown. They're the inverse Raiders. They've won 10 in a row.
Yeah.
Reverse Raiders is what that is.
Yep.
9-5, Washington Commanders.
Yes, suspect.
I don't hate it.
Ooh. Probably.
Suspect?
Yeah.
Not just a bit outside. They've won 2 straight. They're 9-5.
Yeah, you win on a Hail Mary. You also win on, I mean, they probably would have beaten the Saints in overtime anyway, but the Saints went for it there. Like, I don't know, like, they're not great, but
no.
They're not frisky either. They've kind of maintained this year. But I think they're suspect.
Suspect.
Yeah.
You're suspect.
You're a suspect.
To the NFC North, the Chicago Bears at 4-10.
I think they're, you said it, I didn't. You said it, I didn't. Okay. They're bad. They're not frisky enough.
They've lost 8 in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose out.
And they looked miserable last night. Just miserable.
By the way, Terp lost because of the Caleb Williams fumble at the end.
I knew it. I knew it was going to be super close.
Did he have
close.
A second fumble?
No.
Well, he had 5 points, and that was a fumble. So
5 points?
Terp lost.
What does he get for a passing touchdown? One?
It must be or heavy
be a
on the fumble.
Four-point league.
Oh, maybe it's heavy on the fumble.
Minus 10 for a fumble.
They really preach ball security in that league.
Yeah, I gotta question the scoring in Terps league, but okay, Terp
lost.
Okay, but there
you can't fumble.
You said it.
Ramondre is the worst player though.
Yeah, you wouldn't start.
Yeah, no, they are. You said it. I didn't. They're probably gonna lose out.
Yeah.
And have a really high pick.
Yeah,
12-2 Detroit Lions.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Yeah, I'm leaving them there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Even with the loss, I mean, they lost to one of the other teams on that tier. So this has been pretty dead set. Nobody has cracked this top four, and nobody from this four has gone down. Like, this is
it's been this way for a while.
This is the expected conference championship games.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers, 10-4.
They're just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. Yeah.
Out of this group,
they're like the team I picture when I think of just a bit outside.
Yeah, they're like the face of it. There's like a logo. Jordan Love is just a bit outside.
They are the face of it.
I agree.
Yes.
Minnesota Vikings, 12-2.
We probably need to have a conversation about the Vikings.
All right, let's talk about the Vikings. Sam the Man Darnold having an unbelievable season. They've clinched the playoff spot. They're tied with the Lions, who they play the last week of the season. They're both 12-2. They've won 7 in a row. Colts, Jags, Titans, all terrible. Bears, terrible. Cardinals, Falcons, Bears.
And they
so, admittedly,
they didn't
bad teams.
Look particularly great last night. I mean, the Bears just look miserable.
Their two losses are Lions and Rams. They lost to the Lions by 2.
I would keep them just a bit outside, but I'm listening to... the reverse Paul Brown for them.
I will I like them. Just I like Kevin O'Connell a lot, but it's still Sam Darnold. I'll go just a bit outside. But
beat the Lions in Week 18, you can move up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just a bit outside.
But they are 12-2 and 1-7 in a row, as you said. So that is impressive.
But they had a year a couple years ago that was similar to this, and you were like, and it was Kirk Cousins, but you still didn't really take them seriously.
Nope.
What did they finish? 13-4 in 2022 under Kevin O'Connell, his first year. Oh, that's weird. He took over an 8-win team and won 13 games?
Huh.
You can do that in your first year?
I thought you just got worse the next year.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
And I thought you embarrassed yourself in the organization and threw coaches under the bus.
Nope, went to the playoffs. 13-4 went to the playoffs.
Wow.
They did lose in the wild card round, though, to the point where nobody really bought him. Yeah. But, like, I mean, they missed the playoffs the two previous years, and then he got them there. So, yeah. All right.
Okay.
To the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons at 7-7.
Are they even suspect?
Are they frisky, or are they not frisky enough?
I'm afraid you get a stormy cloud.
Yeah, I like that. Are they going to bench Cousins? I know I ask it every week.
They should.
Raheem Morris.
So they just talked about it again.
Raheem Morris left the door open after the game last night.
They're like, they both agree he needs to play better. Yeah. It's like, right.
Yeah, right.
For the last eight weeks, it's been like that.
You barely beat the Raiders. He finally threw a touchdown pass last night.
Great.
It had been a month. Yeah.
They set the game of football back several years.
Not a good game. Not frisky enough is the right spot for him.
3-11 Carolina Panthers.
You said it, I didn't.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
They had a nice run where they were frisky for a minute, and then that's cool.
Well, they had to deal with being a favorite for the first time. They're
tough.
3-11 and have lost 4 in a row,
which
is exactly the same as the Pats.
Yeah. Pressure like that?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, it's true.
That is scary.
It is.
Because they had the Andy Dalton, like, hey, look at this.
Yep.
And then that fell apart. And then it was like, hey, Bryce Young actually might not be the bat, and then that fell apart also.
Yeah.
So, like, here we are.
Yeah, that's where they belong.
5-9, New Orleans Saints.
Not...
I'm afraid
enough.
You get a stormy cloud.
Yeah, let's put them there. I mean, they played the Commanders close. I mean, I like them going for two.
There.
Under Rizzi, what are they under Rizzi? 3-2, 2-3, something like that?
2-3?
Yeah, maybe.
Better. No, maybe they're 3-2.
It might be. And they have the bye mixed in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. Right. But they felt at least kind of competitive.
Like a football team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 8-6.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
We moved them there last week. I think
they stay there.
They've won 4 in a row. Who did they beat this past week?
They beat Chargers.
Thank you. They dominated them.
But they're probably suspect because Tampa Bay went into LA and smacked them around.
Tampa, if they didn't have injuries, I know you can't just excuse those away, but this is probably a 9 or 10 win team.
Yeah.
They're still sitting here 8-6.
That's nice.
Just about outside. I like it.
Good squad.
To the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals at 7-7.
They're
frisky. Are they even frisky?
I'm afraid you get a stormy.
You want to say not frisky enough? Although 7-7, they have three meaningful games the rest of the way.
They beat the Patriots. We can put them in frisky.
Put them in frisky because the Bengals were lonely. It was the only other team in frisky. So now we got two friskies.
The Bengals don't even belong there, but fine. Yeah, okay, fine. But frisky, that's our worst tier. Frisky.
They're frisky.
Rams at 8-6.
Are they just a bit outside?
They won 3 in a row. They're 8-6. They also, similar to Tampa, if we're going to give Tampa the benefit of the doubt, they got Kupp and Nakua back, and they look like a different team.
And they beat the Bills.
They beat the Bills.
That's true, too.
They've beaten the Bills, the Vikings, and the Niners twice. Now, we'll get to the Niners. They're not like a signature win like maybe they used to be. But still, that's a division opponent.
I'll go just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
They feel very...
Bills and Vikings are two of the best wins of the season.
Yeah, and they feel very similar to Tampa. And if we're going to give Tampa the benefit of the doubt, I would give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, they're there.
San Francisco 49ers at 6-8.
Not frisky enough.
Not frisky
enough.
I'm
afraid you get a stormy cloud.
We said it from the preseason. I hated the way they played against the Patriots. They smoked the Patriots. I didn't even think they looked good in that game. They've been off all year long. Not frisky enough.
Finally, the Seattle Seahawks, 8-6.
That's a team that doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt, I don't think. I would put them frisky. Suspect?
Yeah.
Frisky or suspect?
Are they suspect? No, they're probably just frisky.
I think they're more frisky.
Because they were like
injury.
Up, down, and back too. Up.
It could be Sam Howell.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah, the reports are that Geno's fine, or they're optimistic about it, but I don't buy that.
All right, so this is what we have right now from top to bottom.
Seahawks.
Frisky.
Yeah, right? Sorry,
there
it is. Oh, thank you.
It's official until the sign
plays. No, it's true. I couldn't tell.
All right, the reverse Paul Brown, we have sort of the big four all season long. Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions. Just a bit outside. Ravens, Steelers, Broncos, Packers, Vikings, Bucks, Rams.
Nice.
All right, out of that group, which one do you think is the closest to the reverse Paul Brown?
Vikings.
Yeah. It's got to be.
I think so.
It's got to be the Vikings.
I don't feel the greatest about them, but it's got to be them.
Lamar's probably the runner-up right now in the MVP race.
Probably.
But they are 9-5. But, Yes, I would say Vikings, maybe Ravens. The newly minted Your Suspect tier, Texans, Chargers, Commanders.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
Frisky.
I hate this tier.
Bengals, Cardinals, Seahawks.
I blame you for this tier.
A wild cat and two birds. Does that mean anything?
I don't know.
Not frisky enough. Dolphins, Colts, Cowboys, Falcons, Saints, 49ers.
Strong.
The You Said It, I Didn't. Patriots, Jets, Browns, Jaguars, Titans, Bears, Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Wet Bird, Raiders, Giants.
I'm happy we've broken up the worst teams a little bit. And
yeah, those
teams, we acknowledge the Raiders and the Giants. Yeah. They haven't won in forever.
No.
They deserve their own bottom sub Gerard Mayo tier there. They deserve that.
Yeah, I think the only thing next week, you're right, the three teams in Frisky probably all need to be somewhere else, or we relabel it. Because, like,
yeah, you really can't be frisky with 2 weeks to go.
3 weeks.
Well, Oh, next week, it would only be two weeks to go.
But that's what we got. And we'll put that out on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe.
Okay, busy tier Tuesday, double tier Tuesday. Christmas movies in the 11 o'clock hour. And we just did NFL teams as we do every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We also do Keefe for Madness every Tuesday at 12:45. That's next.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. And streaming on WEEI.com. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Detectives say he was using a sword as a shish kebab to cook meat.
Don't buy bigger shorts.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll, bye.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we got a story from the great state of Oregon. That's right, the end of the Oregon Trail.
Nice.
Once you somehow make it all the way from east to west to Oregon, you get this story.
Through the...
Yeah, you got to forge the river, obviously, Jones.
Yeah, well, you got to... Yeah,
you'd be crazy not to.
What was the gap out there they had to go through?
Grand Canyon?
Well, maybe.
No,
they had to worm their way through there. They got a good football team out there.
Who's that, Grand Canyon?
Oh, the Oregon.
The Oregon Ducks.
Yes.
Yeah, Gonzo's got them.
Christian Gonzalez bravely predicted them to win the college football playoff. Yep. Yes.
They got a bye coming up, so they won't be playing this weekend, but they'll be in action at some point. But let's go to Oregon, find out what is going on out there.
Someone or multiple people have been vandalizing the City of Bend roundabout artwork.
Okay, so we have a vandalism.
Okay.
There's artwork all around town.
Yep.
Which is nice. Yeah. I am pro that. I also like the guy doing a robot voice for his news for his news hit. That's fine. We all sound different, right? We all have our own unique spin on it.
Yep.
But there's vandalism going on in Oregon.
Someone or multiple people have been vandalizing the City of Bend roundabout artwork, vandalizing them with googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
With googly eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of a... Maybe a little bit of a comical...
I see.
Vandal.
If you're watching on twitch.tv,
it's a crime.
W-E-E-I.
It is a crime.
Is it?
It's you can't just go around sticking googly eyes on artwork.
There's a deer and a mama deer.
Yeah.
Made
Bambi,
maybe. Like a bronze statue sort of thing going on. And then
good looking statue.
Googly eyes placed on both.
Giant googly eyes where the eyes would be. But they look a little silly, but here we go.
It's statues like the one here on Simpson Avenue that have been the victim of being googly eyed.
Being googly-eyed.
Being googly-eyed.
Yep. It's all fun and games until somebody gets googly-eyed.
The adhesive that's used to do that really damages the art. So we're trying to get it off quickly to minimize the damage.
The adhesive used on these things is damaging the artwork. So that, so if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, Brian's done a nice job of finding some of these images. So that looks like a giant like globe.
Yep.
And then just two big old eyeballs on there.
Yeah. It looks like they all look like who was the little paperclip that you would get in like Microsoft Word?
Yeah, Microsoft Word would pop up. He's like, you need any assistance?
Yeah, the eyeballs.
Like, yeah, I do need a little bit of help.
The eyeballs look like the little paperclip guy.
He's like,
there.
What can I do for you? You're like, can you write this paper for me?
So the issue is the adhesive
compute.
Damaging the artwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's out there for like rain, snow, sleet, hail, everything else.
Yeah.
And they're like, this adhesive is ruining
and
these.
It's Oregon. You got elements.
Oh, yeah.
Forest fires.
Oh, wow. Going right to that one.
I thought they had.
There's Clippy.
Is
that Clippy? Yeah, what was his name? It might have been Clippy.
Paper Clip.
Yeah, Clippy.
He wasn't all that helpful, though. He didn't really help
at all. He was more of a hindrance.
I think Oregon.
Yeah, get him out of here.
I'm like, I know.
He's not going to do your resume for you.
I know how to double space, Clippy. Get out of here.
Jumps around. He's like, I'm back again. If you want all caps, hit this button.
I don't want that. I know the caps lock. No, Oregon's had like a tsunami warning, I think, recently. They got all kinds of elements there. You can't put a little adhesive?
No, I guess not. People don't like it.
Look at that. But we've had eight pieces that have had eyes installed on them and over the past few months.
Installed seems like too big of a word for this. They've just been stuck. They've just
talk about how serious it is. She's laughing during it.
She is having a little laugh.
Yeah, she was not taking it very seriously.
Because I think once you look at the photos, you can't help but chuckle a little bit. Like, it is kind of a funny thing.
Yeah, it's nice. I bet everybody's feeling good about the artwork. You're just walking past it.
You would say victimless crime?
Yes. Yeah.
It's cost over $1,500 to remove that.
Mm. Oh, not so fast, my friend. $1,500 for somebody to take the sticky stuff off. Like, what gig is that?
Job.
She's like, there's been eight.
Where was this? Bend, Oregon?
Oregon, yeah, I think Bend.
How many people live in Bend?
Eight.
That's like 50 cents a person. I'd pay that.
There's been eight, like, statues with googly eyes on them.
Yeah.
Where do you come up with $1,500?
Good question. Bend, Oregon has over 100,000.
Don't you take one person, take off the googly eyes, and if need be, take like a little Windex and like call it a day.
Scrape a little goo gone.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
$1,500 they're out.
Or, call me crazy, just leave
the They had to hire 20 people to go look at it.
Wait, is that a real one?
Yeah. All right, giant eyeballs.
We're getting into more treacherous territory, I feel like.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But the eyes are all in places where you would have eyes, though. They're not going like too far afield.
That's a good point.
Think about it. It could be worse. You could be pasting other stuff on.
This latest one up on Twitch.tv now. No, you're totally right about that. Yeah. They look extra googly. Those are some extra googly
They're
eyes.
Super googly eyes, and they're big. Like, they're big googly eyes.
They are.
Assistant City Manager Stephanie Betteridge says the longer that adhesive stays on the art, the more the cost is to remove it.
Another victim of being googly-eyed, the Phoenix statue on Galveston Avenue.
Oh, no. Not the Phoenix statue on Galveston Avenue.
The Phoenix statue on Galveston.
Oh, boy.
That's like the big bird-looking thing.
Yep.
The Bend Foundation donates the art to the city of Bend, and the city's responsible for the stewardship of it.
Bend?
The city partners with art and public places to make sure that the art is maintained.
I think it's kind of funny. I think it's a little ridiculous.
Kind of funny.
Kind of funny, a little ridiculous.
I'll go with kind of funny, a little ridiculous.
It's also the name of our show. Kind of funny, a little ridiculous.
True.
Locals taking a stroll near Farewell Bend Park, like Jim and Melinda, said they are pro-roundabout and the art that comes with them.
I think the googly eyes are... Somebody's got a whole lot of extra time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a little extra time.
We all have a little extra time.
Not the worst hobby in the world.
I just spent the last 2 days building a Lego car for my
kid. How'd
that
go? There's the Phoenix, I think.
Oh, well, that you can't desecrate that tremendous piece of art.
It looks like a goose with a big goose hook neck and then like a fiery tail. So like where like the back feathers would be, it looks like fire.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's slap an eyeball on there. Because it didn't normally have an eyeball on there. No. And now it kind of, to me, it kind of humanizes it a little bit.
That's a small googly eye, that one.
I think he knew what he was going for. Cause, too big, that's a small little head.
Yeah, too big, you would have made a mockery of the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tasteful. That one, I think, was tasteful.
I think it's a Christopher Walken copycat. If you've ever seen the SNL skit, the googly eyed gardener.
Yes.
So good he puts googly eyes on the plants because he's scared of plants. So by putting the googly eyes on there, the plants are less intimidating.
That is a good call.
Nice.
The googly eyed gardener.
Yeah.
Google.
Not knowledgeable in the damage part, but I love it. I think it brings joy. I love seeing this guy decorated.
So there you go. So she likes it. She's a fan of it. There's what looks like a giant stag with some eyeballs on it.
Yeah, what's number one? Her.
That's like an 8-point. That's like an 8-pointer right there.
The city said it's using its regular maintenance of art funds to repair the $1,500 in damages done to those eight pieces of art.
It's not
Law enforcement is not involved at this point. The city of Bend is bringing the awareness online in hopes the googly-eyed bandit will put an end to the damages.
So you have to worry about the obvious copycat googly-eyed bandits.
There could be more.
Yeah.
There could be more out there.
It's dangerous.
Inspiration.
Yeah, it's dangerous. You bring too much attention to this story.
The
now you got copycats all over Oregon, all over the country.
Did you see the Detroiters with the episode where Keegan-Michael Key is in and he has all these giant billboards and they spray paint stuff on all of his billboards. His mouth is wide open in all these billboards and so they're going to help him.
They put a googly eye in there?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite, but
you
it's
wish
like,
they put a googly eye.
Yes.
There.
Like every single one of them.
The one with the train driving behind the billboard's the best one.
They like spray painted a whole train and then like it goes through. It looks like it's it's one of the better. And they're all every episode's good on that show, but that was one of the better ones.
The city of Bend says they do not condone decorating the statues, even with Santa hats and wreaths, but especially with anything with adhesives, graffiti, or that'll damage the statues. Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Is his name Steelhaugen?
I couldn't understand most of what he said.
Was his name Steelhaugen?
Fairness, those are my crazy eyes.
Look at Jones' eyes.
I do have crazy eyes.
That's true.
I understand I have crazy eyes. That is, those are some crazy eyes going on.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Steelhaugen. You're either a news anchor or a quarterback.
Yeah. Or a porno actor.
I was going to say, you're a quarterback on a fictional like high school TV show.
Yeah.
Or college TV show.
Steelhaugen.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Central?
He's probably like Steve Hogan in real life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by Steelhaugen. Like, fine. Nobody cares,
all right,
dude.
Steve.
Pick it. Steve.
Fine, Steve.
Can you go do the googly eyed story like we told you? I'm going to use my fake name, though, at the end. Like, yeah, I don't care.
Right, we don't care. No one's watching.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
Guys, you hear me say it? You guys hear me say Steelhaugen?
Yeah,
you said Steelhaugen.
Stop making fetch happen. So, I saw him unfamiliar with what town there. I thought he said Bend, but he said Bend.
B-E-N-D.
Bend. He did. That is what it was.
Yeah,
you're saying
guess.
Bend.
I don't know.
Central.
I don't know.
Steelhaugen. Okay. Well, I am worried about the copycats. Uh-huh. I hope we don't see that locally.
No.
That would be...
Sticky Bandit, Wet Bandit, Google Guy Bandit.
Google Guy Bandit. Steelhaugen.
Steelhaugen.
Okay.
Steelhaugen, Central Oregon Daily News.
That's the madness.
I'm going to use my fake name at the end.
Yeah.
I bet he did it. I bet he's the bandit.
Yeah,
he set up his own stories.
Yeah, he's like, dude,
what was that
nothing.
Jake Gyllenhaal movie? Wasn't that something?
Oh, it's Nightcrawler?
Like, where he was like committing the crimes and then reporting on them.
Oh.
Or you can go like Bruce Almighty, where he used the powers of God to create stories. To
classic Clark Kent. Clark Kent's got another Superman exclusive. How'd you get that?
Throws everybody right off the set.
Peter Parker. Oh, you got a new picture of Spider-Man? Where'd you get that from?
Oh, it's way up in the sky. How'd
you get this? You're really good at this.
Very
fishy. I just happened to stumble into Spider-Man.
No one else gets any pictures.
Steelhaugen, are you the googly-eyed bandit?
Steve Hogan. That's Steve Hogan. That's not Steelhaugen.
Central Oregon Daily News.
Nice.
All right, we're on to you, Steel. It's Madness every Tuesday here on Jones and Keith. Busy Tuesday. We did some tiers earlier today. You can check those out. Odyssey app. You can seek them out on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Also, Tommy Curran earlier today. Let's get back to Gerard Mayo, his job security, and why exactly do people want to keep him around? That's next.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.